You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
There's a new survey out right now about about what they call the one coworker who annoys us.
Tell me more.
What?
92. Oh, Steve, you're listening?
Steve, you're here.
I'm now 90, that guy? Great, sorry.
92% of us have at least one coworker we find annoying. Now, the funny thing about this, and I was writing a piece about this for the Mindbender Club mailer that's going out today, is really, honestly, everybody can name that one coworker who's annoying. And if you can't, it's because it's you.
It's exactly the answer.
Right?
Exactly.
That's exactly right.
Let's see if Steve checks all these, all 10.
So they say there are annoying behaviors, such as they're too loud.
Yep. Steve.
They gossip. Steve definitely gossip.
All day long.
What?
They're lazy.
Oh, 100%.
They're bad at their job. They have bad personal hygiene. They complain or whine
ding,
too much.
Ding.
They're too pessimistic or they have a bad attitude.
Ding.
They're a
ding.
Know-it-all.
Oh, you could stop now.
They're constantly late.
We started the show at 7 today because of Steve.
And number 10, they take too many sick days.
Constantly gone.
Which is the funny thing I was writing about this day, too. Is like, normally, if they're an annoying coworker, you're glad they're taking sick days unless
right. They're never
you
there.
Have to do their job while they're gone.
Ah, it's too bad that Steve falls into all those. It's embarrassing for
so,
him.
So, anyway, it's a pretty funny little list. And they list even more things. They send unnecessary emails. They eat smelly food. They overshare about their personal life. They're messy.
I don't think I fall into any of those.
Oh, for God's sake.
I
don't fall into any of those.
I really don't. I don't fall into any of those.
All right, what else is trending? Enough of this.
Let's talk about Easter.
What's really going on?
Easter is trending, and so is Cadbury, the chocolate company. They just ran a contest for the third year in a row where people could go online and vote for some random animal to become the new Cadbury Bunny, which the bunny was the mascot for years.
And they put
and
the
years.
Little ears on it, right?
They do the ears, and they had the commercial, the buck, 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 that commercial. This year's winner is a frog. It's the Cadbury frog this year. It's an Australian white tree frog from Florida named Betty. It's Betty, the little tree frog.
So it's like a Cadbury Kermit.
Yes! And really, the frog is a lot like the rabbit, right? Because they hop around. Do frogs mate like crazy?
Well,
I'm not familiar with the mating habits of the frog. Of the Australian white tree frog.
Well, I've watched a bunch of them do it.
Tom, what are you doing up there? Nothing. The little frog.
You get all those little baby frogs.
That's what I'm saying. I think they probably mate like rabbits. The frog's going to get $5,000, which is weird.
The frog and then, will get $5,000?
Yeah. It says Betty, the star, will receive a $5,000 cash prize. So, obviously,
like
it's probably
Betty has a handler?
Betty's handler is going to get $5,000. So. Just, last
get
year
all
in
those
a,
warts treated.
Last year, they chose a two-legged dog named Lieutenant Dan. There's something horrible about that and something funny about that.
It's kind of charming in a way.
It's kind of charming. What else is going on? Disney, there's some news trickling out from Disney. They've announced several of their 2021 releases are going to be going right to Disney Plus for you. The new Pixar movie Luca is coming to Disney Plus. Cruella and Black Widow. Doing a simultaneous thing there where they hit the theater and Disney Plus, and those two are going to cost you the $30 to rent above and beyond your subscription price. They've done that with a few of these movies that have come out. Like Mulan, the live-action Mulan was the last one they
you
did
either
that.
Break even or you come out ahead compared to if you took a family of four to the theater. So,
yeah, I mean, it's affordable, especially if you want to be the first to see Black Widow, which, why? Superhero with no actual superpowers.
Can't understand that.
She just runs and rides a motorcycle.
She jumps and says
and has great
she
hair.
And she has witticisms.
They're going to pull a whole movie out of that? Yeah. Black Widow movie? That's weird.
You know, all they have to say is Marvel, and they only have to say Scarlett Johansson. You say that, you'll do at least $75 million in ticket sales.
Probably right. Bieber's in trending today. He's doing some press for his new CD. Or not CD, but what am I?
Wow.
His new album. His new CD. It was just, I read about it in the paper. He's got a new album coming out called Justice, and I guess people are going around, you know, with the press and everything, and they're asking him about all his tattoos, because if you haven't seen him lately, the dude is covered head to toe in tattoos. He did reveal the one place he will never get a tat, though, Dom, and it's his hands.
Say it
his
like sweet, him, though, Jeremy. Tell me like sweet, he's saying it.
Yo, girl, I ain't ever going to get tats on my hands, girl. I got to have these hands looking good when I put my Legos together, player.
Mostly, he says
he wants to be able to wear a suit and his hands to be clean while he's wearing a suit.
Yeah, I think
how often
trying
does
to say
Justin
is
Bieber
because,
wear a suit?
Right. Well, he does. He can clean up pretty well. I mean, but you know, because he's got those sleeves, whatever they go down just above his wrists.
Yeah.
And so he's talking about if he can put a suit on or something, then he doesn't look.
Then he could
up.
Get a retail job.
Right? He could work for corporate America. Is that what you're
he
saying?
He could, because you could be all buttoned up, and it stops there at your wrist, and nobody would ever know. So,
corporate America, player.
What else is going on? One more for Steve. This is some sad news for some of us. A new survey asking people of all ages what age they thought that they peaked. When did you think you peaked? 37.
Before you give us the answer, what about you?
Too late. It already slipped out.
Oh.
Probably mid-30s.
You think you peaked in your mid-30s? Because you're almost 50 now.
Different ways of peaking, though. Different aspects of your life. Are we talking purely physical?
No.
I mean, are we?
No, because...
We're combining everything.
You're talking about the peak of your life. It's the amalgamation of everything. Physical, mental, professionally, romantically. Like, where do you think...
Too much. Too many things. No, I don't think I have peaked yet. How about you? You're pushing 70.
Yeah, but my best years are still ahead, my friend.
All right, buddy. Clickbait?
No, we're not going to do it today.
What?
Clickbait.
You know, you only did that 70 thing because you keep jabbing me about 50.
I know, but...
Which we both have
you're
many years from
50,
both of those.
You're closer to 50 than I am to 70. So,
yeah.
Hey. Player.
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 Hey, go to our Facebook. It's Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. Check out some guy who opened a box of Cinnamon Toast Crunch and found shrimp tails in it.
I don't buy this.
Setting the bar high today for our clickbait. The cereal company says it was just an accumulation of cinnamon and sugar that maybe looked like it.
Check out
the picture.
It's a gob. Is that what they're saying?
It's not a gob. It's shrimp tails. It is Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Shrimp tails.
Quit complaining about it and eat it.
Shrimp tails sounds like some children's show.
Heck yeah. Check out the photo. It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
All right. That's what's trending now because we said so. Here on the Dom and Jeremy. We never asked Steve when he peaked.
Sorry, Steve.
I'm peaking now.
Right now?
Professionally, I'm in the best shape of my life. Professionally, I think I have the best job because I get to work with you guys. And romantically, I'm in a great spot. So, yeah, I'm peaking right now.
Oh, we hear about it.
Oh, please. Like I say anything to you.
Oh, he's always texting me, Dom. You'll never guess what I just did. Twice.
And your lady friend texts me, and she's like, get him off me.
Well, that's probably legit. Yeah.
When he texted me, he said he was alone.
Well, when she texted me, she wasn't talking about Steve.
I'm peeking!
Hey-o.
I'm peeking! I just peeked!
She peeks about 30 minutes before Steve gets home.
No.